What did you guys get when you got Arthur Jones?
We got a guy who's a tremendous football player, who's a great person, number one. He's a tremendous football player, number two. He's a team-first guy, very unselfish. He loves to play against the run. You know, in the defensive line area, you have to be a guy that loves to use up blockers and take on double teams and all those things that bring. And that's what Art brings to the table. So he brings some versatility to the front defensive line, so hopefully it'll make a great addition to our unit.
Is he a vocal guy or is he the quiet leader?
They all are kind of vocal in their own way, but he's more of a quiet guy. He's not as outgoing or as flamboyant as some defensive lineman may be, but he does his job, and he's a great leader.
You guys had a scuffle out there last week, and he was in the middle of it.
Where
you guys had to break people up. And he said a bunch of alpha dogs, when you got players who really want to play, that happens occasionally. Is that, I don't want to say nasty side, but just you like that aggression?
Well, when you're playing in the line, it's always a physical position, so you're going to have, as he said, use his word, alpha males out there that are just trying to compete and working hard. So sometimes frustration builds up, sometimes a little fatigue, sometimes all those things go into it. Sometimes you think you're getting hell, sometimes you think they're doing something to you. So it just happens at times to time. But we're a great team, and there's nothing, no issues at all.
Josh Chapman, do you feel like he's ready to be that guy in the middle when you guys drafted him back in 2012?
We thought Josh Chapman coming in was an outstanding football player. He's done everything in his ability to keep improving and getting better. So we'll see this year. You never know until somebody's put in that position. But when Josh played last year, Josh did a very nice job when we looked at the film from the offseason. So we feel real good about Josh as we do about the rest of the linemen.
And without Feely, is Jairus Pendleton a guy that kind of is in that next man up group?
I think it's something that will be decided with everybody in the next man up group. So we have some position flexibility. We have some versatility there where guys can play multiple positions. So it can be any number of guys. So to say who it is right now, that's to be determined.
Talk about Montori Hughes. He's a guy that's come in this offseason that looks like almost a different player. I mean, what have you seen from him so far?
Montori's a guy who's has continued to develop. He's getting better as we go along. He's just improving in all areas of his game. You know, as most young players, you have to learn how to play with technique, play at the pad level down a little bit, understand the importance of how you take care of yourself and all the training stuff like that. So Montori's just getting better. He's working each day out there. And like I said, he shows improvement.